broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
And we are back. Lee Cantor got his espresso, so he's raring to go here. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you from ATD 2017, bringing you special editions of Learning Insights, of course, brought to you by Training Pros. In this segment, Lee, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Sky is a triple threat. He's a tall drink of water, and I know that he's got a great deal to share with us. He is also CEO of SVI. We'll learn more about what all that means. And he's ATD Dallas president. Please join me in welcoming to the show Mr. Mike Thompson. Good morning, sir.
Thank you, Stone. Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
So the Dallas ATD chapter, are you the only representative here, or you come in a bus?
We come in packs. We come in packs.
Jerry Jones's jet?
Yeah, exactly. He's a good friend. You talked to one of our other board members a little bit earlier, Matt Hurst. So I got
he
to enjoy watching
it.
Him.
He didn't mention you at all.
He didn't mention me.
That's
slime.
So now, ATD Dallas, how do you guys attack a show like this? This is the big show.
Well, we come here to learn. I mean, there are so many great other chapters around the country that are doing some wonderful things. So we love to network with them. And then there are so many great exhibitors here and so much awesome stuff happening in our industry, a lot of innovation. So we just kind of soak it all in.
Now, as president of the chapter, so what's your mission? Is it mainly to serve the existing members, or is it to grow the membership?
Yeah, one of the things that we have established for Dallas is we want to be the capital of the world for talent development. So
what a shock.
Somebody I know.
From Dallas wants to be capital of the world. Historically, I think you've already been there and done that, right?
So if I was asking you, like, what's the capital for New York, you would say?
Dallas.
You'd say fashion.
Fashion, right. Yeah, you know, of course I'd say that.
Houston, you know, would be oil and gas. Well, you know, talent development, Dallas.
Perfect. So how you go about that?
We have a great team of leaders, great team of volunteers, and we have a strong strategic plan that aligns with the national plan and competencies. We just really try to have all of our programs and things like that just roll up in support of that vision from a strategic standpoint. So good leadership, good volunteers.
Now, how do you go to the companies there and kind of recruit them in and get them to really support ATD and get involved with the chapter?
It's a lot of storytelling. I think one of the things that we've really tried to transition into is be less about programs and events and much more about the mission, much more about telling
about
an inspiring
why, right?
story.
You got to have the why.
Yeah, I come from the advertising industry. I used to have an ad agency. And you know, the thing about that industry is it's cool, it's sexy, it's hip, it's engaging. And the reason is because they tell stories that drive emotion.
Right.
Our industry needs to capture that emotion. I mean, the advertising industry sells Campbell's soup off a shelf or, you know, Nike shoes off a table. Our industry changes people's lives.
Exactly. It should be easier to sell.
We need to own emotion.
That's
we
right.
We need to own inspiration.
Exactly.
And we've got to be much more of an inspirational industry than we are.
Now, what's a story you tell when you're pitching ATD Dallas?
Well, we have lots of them, but we do really elevate the storytelling process.
We
use a lot of new we use a lot of real graphics. We use we probably have a different and unique voice. We're a lot more informal. We make sure that we bring strong AV and just create an experience, not just a program. Everything we do is about creating an experience for our membership.
But do you have a story you can share and say, this is an example of what we do? This is how this
you
person
You mean like
was...
people crying when they
yeah.
come to our...
Like what's something that has happened that you've put together where someone said, you know what, this was really impactful. this really, I can see how, why it's important to be part of this.
Yeah, I think a couple things. One is just recognition. We have a program that we created called the Access Awards, which we took best places to learn, and we turned them into an Access Gala where everybody got all dressed up. We had we had kind of a keynote. We had lots of entertainment, but we celebrated 26 of the best programs, talent development programs that were being done in North Texas. And it was a party. And
it should be a party.
Yeah, it was. And we don't party enough as an industry.
Exactly.
We really, really don't.
I think that's the message from this entire conversation. We don't
party enough. Yeah, we don't party enough. And so we do such incredible work, really, really important work, and we change people's lives, and we help drive success. And we need to celebrate that a whole lot more. So the Access Awards Gala is something that we started a couple of years ago. And, man, it really did a great job of just letting people... having people let their hair down and really celebrate the great work that's being done in North Texas.
So now let's talk a little bit about SVI. What are you doing for folks there?
So SVI is a talent development company. We do four things. We do content management, curriculum design, and a lot of different platforms, whether that be typical ILT classroom stuff all the way to mobile, e-learning kind of stuff. But then we also are a software as a service company. We have 360 degree assessments. We have a mobile performance support platform. We've got evaluation platforms. So the reason that we have probably what is unique to our organization is we are the low cost leader in the industry. We like to drive the costs out while maintaining the quality of this software. And the whole point of that is our mission is to help companies be able to develop everybody, not just hypos, not just executives, but everybody in the organization. And the only way you can do that is through low-cost approaches, good solid products and systems, and the ability to scale on a global level.
So if it wasn't enough that you're the ATD Dallas president and you're the CEO of SVI, you also spend your free time writing books?
Yes.
This guy has such an interesting... You have such an interesting background. I mean, you had the time in advertising, which explains the haircut.
You're
a big part of ATD. You've written these books. I want to hear about the books, and then I want to hear about, before we wrap, I want to hear about your time in Nepal.
Yeah, Nepal was life-changing for me, but I got to write three books. One was in 2009, published by McGraw-Hill. It's a book called The Organizational Champion. And really, I got my master's degree in leadership and ethics. And can you believe you can actually get a master's degree in leadership and ethics?
In the same program.
You
I didn't know you could even mix the two.
I know, me either. But somehow got through that. And what I learned in that is there are over 600 definitions for the word leader or leadership or any of those derivatives. 600. And so when something has 600 definitions, it really doesn't mean that much.
Right.
It gets diluted and watered down. So that frustrated me a little bit. And I said, gosh, what's beyond leadership? And I kind of got stuck on this idea of being a champion. A champion is both a noun and a verb. How do you champion others? How do you champion people? And so I wrote a book called The Organizational Champion. Followed that up in 2011 with this book called The Anywhere Leader, which is about how do you develop transportable leaders, people that you can move and put on problems anytime, anywhere. These are the people that can take on uncertainty or the unknowns and be successful in that. So that's The Anywhere Leader. And then finally, I got to do my daughter's favorite book, which is Forging Grit. It's her favorite because it's fiction. And that's based on some of my experiences in Nepal, where I got to spend several weeks in the Himalayas in these primitive villages. So learned a lot about leadership in those places, surprisingly, but it was really, really amazing and life-changing.
Now, why is it important to you to have this kind of leadership information shared company-wide and not just focusing on kind of the highest levels?
I hope this answers your question, Stone, but one of the things that happened when I had the advertising agency, my wife and I lost our first son to leukemia. And it was one of those deals where you realize that life is short, you have no control, and you've got to make it count. I got so tired of walking corporate halls and just seeing deadbeats waiting for the day that they turn 65 so that they can retire. And it really bothered me. So I did something stupid and sold the advertising agency and dumped both feet into the talent development industry where I had no idea what I was doing. But boy, the flame was burning in my heart, and it was something that I just had to do. So I got into it for, I think, reasons that were just important to me. I wanted to participate in helping people live more fulfilling, rewarding lives.
So how does the whole sales and marketing thing work for a company like yours? And one of the reasons I'm asking, this is a fantastic environment we're sitting in right now, but I mean, you just walk down the carpet and there's a lot of people. Isn't it a crowded arena? How do you break through that clutter and get to have conversations with people and become engaged?
Yeah, I love being a champion of our industry. I love when we win. I love when our competitors win. I love when our industry wins. So when I was in advertising, I got to work with Procter & Gamble, and they had at the time this brand called Folgers. And they called me one day and they said, look, we want you to come to this meeting where we're bringing our competitor Maxwell House to the table, and we're going to share all of our data and they're going to share all of their data. And I said, are you crazy? Why would you do that? And they said, look, we're going to get better with our competitor, because what we're going to do is we're going to raise the coffee category overall. Together, we can do so much more with the coffee category than alone. And I saw two fierce competitors come together and grow that coffee category by 25% in a very short period of time. And what ended up happening was all boats rose, and P&G won exponentially. So did Maxwell House, because they work together to elevate the industry. Our industry needs to be elevated. We have so much more potential that we have in front of us that we need to go after. And so seeing everybody at these kinds of events come together, share ideas, share best practices, and just enjoy each other is great to me. And then the other thing is we just do badass work. So, you know, I mean,
that's a fantastic sales tool, right? Doing badass work. That's a good sales tool.
What are you going to do for the rest of the show? Are you speaking here? Because you have so many books, they must ask you
No, I'm not. You know, you got to submit for that stuff, and I always find myself late to the submissions.
Paperwork isn't your superpower?
Paperwork's not my superpower, but I love showing up and learning. I've enjoyed the programs, the keynotes that have been going on so far. ATD does a great job.
So one last time before we go, what's your pitch to have somebody join ATD Dallas?
Well, I think that there are three things that drive membership value. One is just access. People get access by joining ATD Dallas because they're connected to thought leaders. They're connected to new opportunities. It's just an incredible way to network. The second thing is just recognition. We're going to recognize them. They're going to be visible in our organization. We're going to recognize their great work, their great skills. We're going to recognize their successful career. And then the third thing is just expertise. We're a place where people can develop their expertise. They can get better, but they can also connect to other experts in our industry. So access, recognition, expertise is why our members join.
All right. Where can we get our hands on these books? And what is the best way for people to learn more, maybe have a conversation with you or someone on your team about playing a role in getting involved with ATD Dallas?
Yeah, so the book, one of them was published by Josie Bass, which is a Wiley company, and they're here, and I was looking on their shelf, and I hope they have it. They publish the Anywhere
Leader. We'll go check them out here in a little bit.
I will, too. Let's walk over there together.
That's right, with the mics in hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Just tell them that we're here. I want to buy, like, 14 crates.
Yeah, that's great. They'll probably call me after that and say, what are you doing? Amazon. Amazon's a great place to go. Just as far as how you join ATD, we have a website, tddallas.com, and that's an excellent way. We have a great membership lead there, Jen Weber. She's an incredible leader in our organization, and she'll make sure that her team connects with you. Another guy, Bart Castle, who manages our volunteers, and he does such a good job. So there's no way not to connect within our organization. So tddallas.com.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry, Dallas, tddallas.org. I always get that messed up.
And then the SVI coordinates?
Yeah, SVIworld.com. Yeah, we'd love to work with anybody and everybody and all across the line to elevate this industry.
Well, Mike Thompson, I don't know how you get it all done. I don't know where you get the energy, but this has been a very informative and fun, invigorating conversation. Thanks for coming to hang with us, man.
Stone, Lee, thank you guys. You do great work, and we so much appreciate Training Pros and the work you guys do. Thanks so much for all you do.
All right, we'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production, brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.